From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Cayman Islands Bank, at the center of a U.S. federal investigation, defends its money laundering regulations. Cubans in Florida want to take President Castro's speech on immigration seriously, and the Jamaican-born athlete Linford Christie denies drug-taking allegations.
I have done no wrong, and the truth will out. I've never done it, never will do it, and I will prove my innocence.
I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
I investigate offshore crime on a full-time basis, and there are some jurisdictions that are more responsible than others. I think the regulators in Nevis, for example, are showing a genuine concern about not accepting bad business. The Bahamas regulators I find to be very responsible. I find the Cayman regulators to be quite irresponsible.
David Marchand, the publisher of the magazine Offshore Alert, speaking during this morning's BBC Caribbean Report. His comments follow U.S. court revelations earlier this week that a former Cayman Islands banker, John Mathewson, had been given a light sentence in return for records proving that other Americans were using the Cayman Islands to dodge U.S. taxes. American federal investigators also criticized the Caymans during the case. Today, Cayman Islands bankers responded to the criticisms.